It's also a big week or two for the Albury Racing Club. They've had a non-tab on that work track. Yep, all the work has been done there. The non-tab went through without any hassles, and now we're racing there on Sunday with the Country Championship qualifier. And John Miller's online from the club at Albury. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this. It's a bit different this year, isn't it? The Country Championship qualifier kicks it off on Sunday, and then 5 or 6 days later, it's the Albury Cup.
Yeah, we just get a little bit of a break in between to regroup and go again on the Friday. So we're really looking forward to something new. The feedback from locals has been really positive. They they're excited about the Country Championships being here and want to come out on Sunday and support it. And then our bookings for Friday for Gold Cup next week are excellent. So some fine weather about, which is great, and where all systems go.
And how was the track? How did it come through that non-tab, all the work that had been done there on the drainage?
Yeah, really good, Andrew. It just it improves all the time. So we've had more horses working over last week, jump outs and work again this morning. So yeah, there's up over sort of 200 horses have gone around on it now since we started gallops on the grass. And it's it just improves every day. The weather we've had has been fantastic. So we know it's not going to be, the most perfect track you'll ever see because we've only just completed the works. But we do know that, in months and 12 months' time, this time next year, it'll be even better again.
Now, the entries for the Southern District Championship qualifier, which is being run on Sunday, they close in virtually an hour?
They do, yep. So just a reminder, particularly to our Southern District trainers for the big race, the Country Championships qualifier. If you're thinking about putting one in, you need to get in before 11 o'clock. So the 8-race card on Sunday and some great prize money for the local horses there.
Yeah, fantastic. You've also got a showcase race and all the other significant races with prize money no less than $30,000.
Yeah, so minimum prize money $30,000. As you said, there's a $40,000 country maiden and there's also a $40,000 open mile race on the day. So a pretty good program to kick off our carnival.
Okay, so that's this Sunday, and then the following weekend or the following Friday, which is the 24th of March, you've got your Albury Cup.
We have. The feature race on that day is obviously the $180,000 listed Albury Gold Cup, and we've also got a couple of other open handicaps. We've got our city handicap over 1175, which is worth $50,000. Our flat knacker, which is worth $50,000 as well, over $900,000. And one of the popular races on the day is the 3-year-old race, our Albury Guineas race. And that's gone to $80,000 in prize money this year. Plus, if you're an English qualified horse, there's a $50,000 English bonus attached to the race.
Okay, so there's plenty of bonuses there with the English one. Okay, so that's Friday the 24th for the Albury Cup meeting. And this Sunday, the Country Championship qualifier, nominations closing in an hour, basically at 11 o'clock. John, we'll talk to you over the next week to 10 days. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.